When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Mind Aware, 828.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid to be you. Oh, yeah. I'm Dana Wilde. I am your host. And if you are ready to be a part of the Train Your Brain sandbox, if you want to get happy every day and get that little jolt of happy in your email, well, then you want the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs daily newsletter. It's free. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Today, we are going to discuss how to build your business your way, exactly as you would like it. Which you might say, Dana, that's what you talk about on every episode. And you would be right. We received a request from someone. And by the way, you can get your question on the show too. You just go to danawild.com/askdana and you can fill out the little form there. And we got one here that's kind of long, but I think I'm going to read at least most of it just for full effect, okay? So here's what this person wrote. Marketing is a problem, but I'm not sure if it's not mindset that's more of the problem. I'm working on this, but I can't seem to figure it out. Why am I not getting clients? It's not like I want to build a six-figure business. I just need to pay the bills, and I love helping people with their health. I seem to have hit a snag in my business. I used to have clients, and I'm not sure where I'm stuck. I think my biggest challenge is being visible. I'm a very private person, but I feel called to help people with their health. I also feel like everyone else is better than me. I'm always second-guessing myself. I love writing and creating programs, but it literally makes me ill when I try to market them. I've been working on this. It's been a challenge for me, even to be on Facebook where my tribe hangs out. I haven't sent out an email in a long time because I have trouble handling unsubscribes, and I see that most people don't open them anyway. I think I have a problem with consistency because of this, or maybe I'm just not marketing the right way. I don't have any trouble converting once someone asks me for a free offer, but I can't seem to attract the right person. So, whew, like you just want to take a big deep breath after all that, don't you? Like, whew, that's a lot. And that really is like a story that brings you down, down, down. And it's no wonder you don't feel like marketing, because when you think those thoughts and you talk in that way, you generate negative emotional momentum rather than positive emotional momentum. And so I just would like to recommend that everybody listening right now take a big deep breath, because we're going to shake this off. Because first of all, I mean, I have so many things I want to say, as you can imagine, because there's just so much here. But the first thing I want to say is that it's not maybe mindset's the problem, or you think mindset's the problem, or maybe mindset's a bigger problem. Mindset is always the problem. That's always the thing that can fix everything. So there's never a time when you need to say like, oh, if I was doing more marketing, I would be getting better results. No, it's always mindset. Mindset is the core of everything. The way we think, what we expect, the emotional momentum that we're creating, the vibration, the essence of who we are that we're putting out there. Mindset is everything. It all starts with mindset. All of your ideas about marketing, all your ideas about what's to come, all your choices that you make, all the actions that you take, it all stems with mindset. So there's no question here. This is definitely mindset. So you've got multiple stories going on here, like so many stories. And these are stories. I want to repeat that word. Stories mean these are not true. These are things that you just tell yourself and talk about over and over and over again so they feel true. And here are the things you're talking about, just a handful of them, over and over again, so much that it seems like they're true. You have a story about being afraid to be visible. You have a story about that your tribe hangs out on Facebook. You have a story that you can't handle unsubscribes and that no one is opening your emails. You have a story about being consistent. You have a story about not being able to attract the right client. You have a story about second guessing yourself, right? Just so many stories here that don't serve you. These are things that you just choose to think and regurgitate over and over again that really do absolutely nothing for you. Nothing. They just make you feel bad. And when you feel bad, you don't get results. And so what do you do? Because we can sit here and tackle. Like, I could convince you on every single layer that these are not truths. In order for these to be true, these have to be things that apply no matter what. So I could sit here and I could convince you over and over again that none of these things are true. But I have an easier way for you. Because here's what we know for sure. Let's start with the things that are true and that we know for sure. You have inside of your brain a reticular activating system that spends all day, every day, listening to your thoughts and listening to the things you're thinking and the things you're talking about. And its job is to spend all day, every day matching those thoughts, matching the things you're thinking. So I have some good news for you in the midst of all of this, and you're going to really like it. The good news is that no one can think in your head but you. You're the only one who can think inside of your brain. Isn't that great? So you have complete 100% creative control over what kind of results you produce, because you have 100% creative control over the thoughts that you think. So let's sift through these thoughts that you have and let's ignore all of the things that aren't serving you. And let's look at the things that are good, the things that you have said that do serve you. You've said you love helping people with their health. You've said that you love writing and creating programs. And you've said, I don't have any trouble converting once someone asks me for a free offer. Those three things are three really good thoughts that serve you. So rather than let's look at all the things that aren't working for you and try to wrestle those to the ground and just, you know, kill them, let's not do that. Let's instead look at the things that are positive, that you already believe, and see if we can leverage them. How can we leverage these positive things? How can you have more mastery over the creative control that you have over your brain by intentionally thinking thoughts that support what you want? So what is it that you really, really, really want? What do you want? You know, many people have said, what do you want? You might say, well, I want to win the lottery or something like that, you know, to not work at all. I just want money flowing in, doing nothing. But I'm going to tell you something truthfully, like from the bottom of my heart. And I think if you're really thinking about it for yourself, what would happen is you would eventually want to be doing some good in the world because you're here. And you're in this sandbox. And this sandbox attracts people who want to help others, who want to transform. It was funny because the lottery was up to like $1 billion. And I was having this conversation with somebody. And I thought, you know what? If I won, I think I would be doing exactly the same thing I'm doing now. Like, I like what I'm doing. I like puttering around and talking about the brain and talking about the ins and outs of mindset and marketing and all those things. So think about, what is it that you really want? If you could build your business exactly how you want it, how would you get your clients? How would you get those clients? You don't like being visible. We got that. You don't want to be on Facebook. We got that. So what do you want to do? How do you want your clients to come? I'm going to take a guess here and say, What if you didn't have to do anything and your clients just came to you from word of mouth? Other people told people about you and you got more clients and more clients, and you had more and more clients than you could handle because you were just talked about by other people, word of mouth, and you didn't have to do anything to get your clients. They just came to you. How does that sound? Because if you were thinking about that as much as you're thinking about this stuff that you're thinking about, you would have that. So the ticket is, how can I keep telling this new story in a way that feels good given my present situation? So the way you're living now, how can you talk about the current situation you're in, but still talk about that new story like it's already happened? So I'm going to give you some verbiage that you can play with, but the key thing is you have to think the thoughts and you have to play with it. So you'll have to find the words that work for you, but you could try something or starting point, something like this. Dana's right. It's good to be busted. I am just sitting here chronically thinking thoughts that don't really serve me. And I'm so done with that. Like, that is so ridiculous that I sit here and spend my day in and day out thinking these thoughts that really just do nothing but bring me down. And I have to kind of laugh at myself, and I'm going to stop doing that starting right now. And it's also true that I can't stop thinking a thought, so I'm going to replace it. And I'm going to practice some new thoughts. I'm going to practice replacing it with good thoughts. Some of the things I know to be true about myself, and I like that. So one thing I know to be true about myself is I love helping people with their health. I love it. It makes me feel so good. And I know I can see things in people's health and I can help them identify things and talk to them in a way about it that it feels good for them and they can make shifts and they understand it. And nothing makes me happier than when I see their faces light up and I know they just got something that I was explaining. And even better, I love when they follow through. And many people do follow through, and that feels really, really good. It's so fun. This is my calling. I feel called to help people with their health. And I know that. And it doesn't really matter what anybody else in the world is doing, because the only thing that really matters is that I am called to do this and I am willingly and happily doing it. And Dana's also right that the chances are if I did win the lottery, I'd probably still end up talking to people about health because I'm passionate about health. I love health. I love everything health. I love writing and creating programs. And it's so fun to be in the zone and be doing that. And the clients I have, they totally get it. You know, someone will get my free offer and they get value just from that free offer. But when we take the next step, it's so easy to convert them because I get people who understand my message. And I like that. I like that I get people who are action takers and want to shift and want to go to the next level. And I love that once I figured out that I really want my people to come through referrals and come through word of mouth, I started doing things differently and I started talking to people in ways where I got more referrals. It makes sense that if these people were so easily converted into my program, that of course they're the same people that want to share with the world. And I love that. And I attract the right people who are sharers and who get the word out to others. And it's such an easy way to market my business. And it's such a feel good. And I love that I get to do what I love, which is help people with their health, talk to people about their health, create programs around health, and offer free offers around health, and allow that process just to take place. And I'm getting more and more clients all the time. And I found my mojo and I'm thinking good thoughts and I'm only doing things I love to do. And I dropped all that boring story about stuff I didn't want to do and focused exactly on what I want to do. And you know what? My business shifted just like that. It's getting easier and easier and easier. That's how I would do it. Yeah, right? Just keep focusing on that new story. Spend as much time focusing on that new story as you did fretting about the old one. And I'm telling you, it won't take very long. 72 hours, your reticular activating system will kick in. Ooh, and you'll start to see those results that it's working. And that's exciting. That's brain training at its best. And I know you've totally got this.